Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com.
We've been trying to figure out something for all of you guys watching on the stream. We've been trying to figure out how to get the audio from Genesis Communications in there to where I'm just not bopping my head when you can't hear the audio, and it all happened quite by accident. So I presume you're hearing the audio because I see the meters bouncing, so we'll see anyway. Is there anybody out there right now that is actually considering, if we ever get back to normal, is there anybody going to be looking at sports very much? I like sports. I like sports because when I go watch sports, for example, I don't have to worry about politics. I can watch a bunch of young athletes in their prime, in their physical height of the power, and I can watch them go out there and play their game, play their sport, do whatever they're doing. And I mean, physically, humankind has advanced so much from when I was a kid and when I was at the height of my power. That's a much taller height nowadays that these kids are in. But let's talk about the insanely stupid decision of Major League Baseball to commit an unforced error by insulting and driving away its core audience. And we'll also revisit Grandpa Badfinger because, you know, he's coming out more and more. And, you know, I wonder what the thought process was for Major League Baseball to decide it was going to tick off its already irritated audience by going for woke. I just want to see somebody club the ball, and I want to see some shortstop glove it and throw the ball while he's going in the exact opposite, and see that frozen, that laser throw and that speed and that power. That's what I want to see. I don't want to hear a political slogan. Maybe these geniuses made the mistake of thinking that the Pinkos on ESPN represent the core of its fandom, and that the hardworking traditional Americans who just want to plop down on the couch after a hard day of working and watch grown men play a children's game for tens of millions of dollars yearn for the braying of the woke jerks telling them that they and their country are racist. I sort of believe they may be misassessing their core fan base. It's been quite... When Mark Gastineau came into the NFL and he started celebrating every time he would trip on his own cleats and fall on his face and get up and have that rowdy, crazy celebration, I started to look at sports as the root canal of entertainment. But a lot of people I know love watching the pro and the college athletics, and the vast majority are just done with it. Because everybody's going to kneel. Everybody's going to kneel. And you know, this is the thing. While everybody's out there doing this, and they're doing this for whatever reason, that national anthem, right? Whenever I used to hear that, I had to salute my... When I was in Europe and I was far away from home and I would hear anything of home, there would be tears welling up in my eyes. And this idea that you're going to take a knee during this... Do you understand athletes, professional athletes, this is only for you. Do you understand why you're able to do that? You get that, right? You understand that. Because a bunch of kids, instead of going to college and becoming tens of millions of dollars richer because they became a professional athlete, they went over and put on a different kind of uniform. And I mean, listen, combat is an athletic game. I'm sure if somebody talked to Pat Tillman when he was going through the Ranger Rip program and then he started going through all the other stuff he was doing, I'm sure he was out there going, yeah, I'm a professional athlete, but this is sort of taking a toll on me. Because he was relatively old to be going in when he did. Now, baseball has, they don't have punting, they have bunting. And, some people don't have any issue with the kneeling part of it. And I talked to one the other day. He told me he did not see it as disrespectful to the flag and the country. And I'll believe him when he says that. But others, not so much. But the ones doing the kneeling, some of them genuinely hate America. And, you know, when you point that out, regardless of how you particularly feel about it, you know, you may not take offense with it or anything else. I and others find it to be quite disrespectful and asked why, in light of our feelings, they did not find a different way to protest. So many different ways to do it. Whether they intend to or not, but I do think most do, we are insulted. They absolutely know that this is one way out of thousands of protest options that they will infuriate us. They're on TV. I mean, you ask how many Black Lives Matter people would love to be on national television. With a really good camera panning across them. And isn't giving offense the big sin? We're supposed to be on our tiptoes in the faux pas minefield, yet they get to call in airstrikes on us. When you're pointing this out, this particular individual, he seems sort of puzzled in the sense that it never seems to occur to the protesters that maybe other people have some heavy feels on this too. And he conceded that perhaps they might be able to find a way to make their point without insulting us. But like so many other institutions, 100-year-old plus professional baseball is exhausted and was already being buffeted by technological and other currents that will force it to change. And if you compound that with a pandemic that is accelerating these trends, plus the fact that its leadership, like the liberal leadership of most of our institutions, is utterly incompetent and unable to not squander its cultural inheritance and give a self-destructive decision like this, yeah, the owners and the management will remain welcome at all the right parties, but they're hamstringing their golden goose. And if you look at the level of anger out there right now, some of these folks are not going to be coming back. This guilt garbage is all a big lie. And those of us that are actually the ones that are being targeted for this, since we know how we feel, and we know that we have nothing to be guilty for. You know, when somebody comes to me and goes, you know, Black Lives Matter, my response to that is, when did that become a thing? Was it not always a thing for you? It's always been a thing for me. I mean, I know you're just now getting woke. Some of us have been up and around for quite some time. People are going to take, and I mean, going to a professional baseball game is not something that, is cheap. In most cases, like in my case, I have to travel for 2 hours, then I got to buy tickets, and then while you're there, you're going to be eating, and a baseball game takes a good long time. Then you got to get out and get out of there. And people are going to take that not inconsequential money and the time that they're saving, not watching baseball, and they're going to put it elsewhere. And the game will never be the same. But that's the problem. Everything dies eventually. Everything ends. The smart things that are out there, the smart people that are out there, they let it happen naturally. But others, on the other hand, they just can't. They got a charge towards it. I would say it's a shame, except it's suicide. They're committing their own suicide. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Mostly peaceful. This is the characterization of the demonstrations that are going on in places like Portland and Seattle, New York and L.A. One recent ABC News tweet put this out. Protesters in California set fire to a courthouse, damaged a police station, and assaulted officers after a peaceful demonstration intensified. CNN called protesters in Portland mostly peaceful, adding that they have at times devolved into violence, vandalism, and arson. During the riots in L.A. in June, as the entire country locked down, the L.A. Times noted, the third night of countrywide curfews followed days of passive, mostly peaceful protests. Nearly 1,200 people were arrested Sunday after police officers clashed with demonstrators and looters that shattered windows and empty stores in Santa Monica and Long Beach. This phrase, mostly peaceful, then, is rather fungible. And it's actually quite interesting, simply because these guys are operating primarily in areas where their soy boy mayors will let them get away with it. L.A., of all places, seems to be one of the more reactive to this phenomenon. They're not going to let anybody go down there and just destroy Rodeo Drive, after all. Consider that during the Tea Party protests of 2011, then-Vice President Joe Biden reportedly likened the Tea Partiers to terrorists, and those protests were notably mostly for people cleaning up their own litter. When anti-lockdown protesters descended on the Michigan State Capitol, a columnist for the New York Times labeled them as armed rebels, despite a complete lack of violence. When three white supremacists were arrested for plotting violence at a pro-gun rally, GQ's Talia Lavin headlined, "That pro-gun rally in Virginia wasn't exactly peaceful, even though they didn't see any violence there. They actually prevented a crime there." So in truth, the category of mostly peaceful is this brand new invention meant to obscure the simple fact that many of our cultural elites are fine with violence so long as those who engage in such violence have the proper goals. Nicole Hannah-Jones, creator of the pseudo-historical 1619 Project, celebrated when critics labeled rioting and looting the 1619 riots. She added that destruction of property was not violence. This week, Democrats grilling Attorney General Bill Barr could not be bothered to condemn violence, prompting Barr to rant, "What makes me concerned for the country is that this is the first time in my memory that the leaders of one of our two great political parties, the Democratic Party," man, you were being kind with that, AG, "they're not coming out and condemning mob violence and the attack on federal courts." Yeah. This should not be some big surprise to anybody, given that these same cultural elites have cheered on massive protests in a time of deadly pandemic, explaining that sometimes politics is just too important to stop a raging disease. Our journey is back to the 60s is nearly complete. Too many Americans have rejected some of the key lessons of that time. That breakdown of law and order costs lives. That political change does not require violence in favor of this newfound sense of purpose. These Americans will pat the violent vanguard of a revolution on the head, content that they will not pay the price. But then again, like I said, they haven't come across any combatants just yet. Then the price, well, it's probably going to exceed your credit card limit there, soy boys. All the while maintaining that those who crave law and order stand for regressive autocracy. So, you know, Mayor Jenny Durkin of Seattle recently informed MSNBC that federal law enforcement attempting to stop destruction of federal property in Portland actually represented a dry run for martial law.
See, this is why I'm not in charge of anything. Because if I was in charge of something, like if I was Bill Barr, and I'm the one that's responsible for these courthouses and everything else, I would just pull my people back. I would let the these guys have these cities. If they want to go out there and they want to turn it into one big old chaz, have at it. My God, defund the police, all this other stuff. Just understand that that's only going to be good for you in those city limits. If you come out of the city limits, if you come out of your non-molested zone, you might get molested hard. You might get run roughshod over. You might get your clock cleaned. You might get perforated. Sort of like that guy in Austin. That guy, you know, who, hey, you know, this is a, you know, this is the new day. It's a new thing. You know, I'm Black Lives, you know, Black Lives Matter. And he gets up there and he pulls up on his AK and points it into a car because he's going to intimidate the car driver. And the car driver shoots and kills him. Righteous shoot. Well done. With the Democrats and those in the media willing to run cover for these violent leftists, the thin veneer of civilization disintegrates. And when violence is excused as speech, and speech by the opposition labeled violence, democracies die. And with each passing day of silence for those who should know better or worse, they're propagandizing on the behalf of those who engage in criminal activity, we draw closer to the brink. When we cross the brink, leftists, Antifa, BLM terrorists, whoever you are, whatever you're doing, when we cross the brink, don't come crying to me. Don't come crying to us. If you come up and you think that, oh, well, Bill, you're 59 years old, your time has passed, you're Caucasian, you're male, you're obviously a racist, you're this, you're that, you're entitled to your opinion. And as long as that's as far as it goes, that's fine, but you're not going to stop there. And when you don't stop there, I'm going to stop you there. And I'm not going to be alone. What awaits the woke is the big sleep if they're not careful. This is something they need to very seriously consider. This, on one hand, it's great and fun to play all this other stuff and, you know, make the different things and, you know, use our imaginations and do a little inner city guerrilla warfare. That's stupendous. And if your city wants to let you do that, that's fine. But that's not going to wash nationwide. We're not all idiots, you see. Some of us believe in law and order. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective, confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Negotiations in Washington, D.C. continuing as Congress is looking to pass a new stimulus package. President Trump telling reporters that both sides are far apart. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is advocating for direct stimulus payments to Americans and extensions to the eviction moratorium. The Treasury Secretary also saying,
well, we're looking at a deadline, obviously, of this Friday. The President is very focused on evictions and unemployment.
The CEOs of America's top tech companies are on Capitol Hill testifying. Among the issues being discussed include anti-conservative bias on social media, along with antitrust issues. Among those testifying, Apple's Tim Cook and CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, and Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas test positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News. Police across the country are mourning after the loss of one of their own. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Chicago Police Department's in mourning after a newly promoted deputy chief appears to have committed suicide. Police Superintendent David Brown announcing the death of Deputy Chief Dion Boyd after he was found dead yesterday morning of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound in the Holman Square Police facility on the city's west side.
I, along with the entire Chicago Police Department, grieve the loss of Deputy Chief Dion Boyd, a respected command staff member and 30-year veteran of the department.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign is declining requests to have Biden sit down with Fox News' Chris Wallace, who we all remember grilled President Trump earlier this month. Biden did take a few questions from reporters on Tuesday, although it had been nearly a month since he last did that. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. People on the hardcore left are far more apt to engage in public criticism and protest to support their view than a conservative will. It hasn't always been that way. And during the Tea Party surge in 2010, it was quite a rowdy crowd. I don't know where they went. It's only been like 10 years ago. And a recent poll has just confirmed what we've all known in our gut for a long time. While conservatives are hesitant to express their political views in public, whether it be at school, the workplace, or at social gatherings for fear of damaging reprisals, extreme leftists have no such reservation. And it's based upon the most precarious of things. You see, they're backed up by social media, who are in town right now with Congress. And they also get supported by major media outlets, but nobody really follows them. I mean, that's while we're out there always constantly lamenting mainstream media. Like, for example, if CNN didn't have the contract at the airports, nobody would watch CNN. Nobody would watch CNN. So, despite that, you know, a lot of these that are unabashedly leftist and decidedly anti-Trump, the far left has no fear of repercussions as a result of expressing their political opinion. according to a Cato Institute study conducted in July of the, well, you know, this month. Of 2,000 Americans age 18 and older, strong leftists are the only political group who feels they can express themselves without fear of repercussions. Present company not included. I do that on a daily basis. I think it's probably because it's my job. But every chance they get, extreme leftists are pointing out their self-declared moral superiority, their greater concern for the environment, their supposed deeper awareness of subtle social issues and complex interpersonal relationships, their purportedly more advanced understanding of what economic slash unemployment slash income factors matter or should matter to people. And we're indeed fortunate to have these leftists with us to enlighten us and show us the error of our unsophisticated primitive thinking. It's always such a pleasure to be lectured to by a hypocritical leftist like Nancy, I should be embalmed, Pelosi, with her $24,000 refrigerator and a $12 pint of ice cream, living behind her security gates and consuming more energy than God knows what. Or Al Gore, or Barbara Streisand, or just by regular well-heeled Democrats who live in large houses, alone, or just two people, in a 9 or 10 room, 3,000 square foot home with a big screen TV in every room, central AC, a big honking SUV or luxury-style car in their garage, in their three-car garage. And this after watching them embark on a lifelong pursuit of monetary wealth and material possession slash snooty fashion. Capitalism, tax breaks, and profits for them, thank you, but socialism spread the wealth and high taxes for us detestable conservatives. And these upper-crust Democrats own their guns. They have their security details. They revel in their luxury. They enjoy their cushy lifestyle. Think nothing about their egregious personal consumption. But then they have the temerity to try to tell you about the climate and nature and conservation. There's a very well-to-do, super materialistic leftist associate that I know about with a size 14 carbon footprint that is very quick to admonish the great unwashed that it's time for you to take accountability for your place and role in the world. And this is, it's said with all seriousness. They believe it. Completely deluded. No sliver of self-awareness or irony or self-recognition. I don't need anybody to tell me about respect for the environment or conservation. What do you think the root of conservative is? Leftist? Well, it's conserve. I don't wear my environmental best practices on my shirt sleeve for the purpose of collecting shallow public accolades, but as the old adage goes, what counts is what you do when nobody's watching. For example, the vehicle I drive. I used to drive a 1999 Ford Expedition out of spite. Just because I could. And now I drive a 2019 Ford Explorer Police Interceptor, although it has not been e-prommed to be really, really fast. That vehicle burns cleaner than that Expedition ever could because it's 20 years younger and the technology has advanced. And right now, where gas prices have been, I mean, this is before the COVID thing happened, where gas prices were, when they were over $2 a gallon, $2.50, whatever it was, it was still cheaper and better on the environment for me to fill up my car with gas than it was for somebody to go charge their Tesla. See, Tesla, that battery that's in the Tesla, that's a very toxic piece of equipment there when it runs out of time. It's unlike anything else you'll find on a car. That battery, that whole bottom of the car is a battery. So the Wuhan coronavirus, which was started in China either by some horrible laboratory sloppiness or an intentional stab at the Western world, has been magnified into a political weapon of historic proportions by both the Democratic Party and the leftist media. And stop using the word liberal for them. They're not liberals. Liberals are for liberty. They're leftists. They're progressives. They're communists. Every move and action by the Trump administration has been criticized, made to seem as if the deaths and case count is directly his fault. No positive measure is accorded any credit whatsoever, not building field hospitals, not invoking the Defense Production Act to build ventilators, not moving the Navy hospital ships to California and New York, not imposing travel restrictions from high-risk regions of the world.
constantly we're being lectured with our haughty, holier-than-thou platitude about race and privilege and income inequality. And they've invented friction and conflict between Trump and top national health officials in order to cast the president as some reckless guy who doesn't care and concerned only about his own political fortune. It is, all of this is very callous and disingenuous. It's explicitly anti-American. There's no Democrat feels the slightest remorse, you know, or even has the intellectual honesty to admit it. And that tells you everything you need to know about the 2020 leftist mindset. Hypocritical doesn't begin to cover it, nor dishonest. There would be some new, we need some new words for this one. And that's the point. Remember this, when it was time to go to the polls, remember what the Democrats attacked. They attacked churches. They attacked gun shops. They attacked schools. They attacked small businesses. Everything had to shut down in order to flatten the curve. And then when the curve was flattened to the point of having no features whatsoever, it had to go on and on and on. And it goes on and on today. I mean, even now, begrudgingly, they're willing to settle for masks because anything that they can do where they can both lecture us and try to work us on us behaviorally, they're going to do. But remember what they attacked when this time was coming up, when we were reacting unlike we've ever reacted to any pandemic before. And we've been through 12 others besides this one. Just remember all that. Keep it in your brains. And go and vote and stop being afraid to be out there in the world. The world is a beautiful place. Beautiful place. I go out there often. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The idea that Chicago is violent is about the same. It's as uncontroversial as saying the sky's blue and the grass, when watered, is generally green. It's not really anything that many people can truly dispute, and the numbers speak for themselves. And you can already see the already high violent crime has spiked since riots swept the nation, engulfing so many major cities in fire and hatred. It's actually gotten worse. And, I mean, you know, a high-ranking member of the Chicago Police Command Staff killed himself. Killed himself. Just the other day. Or today, I think it is. So, it's so bad there. And, you know, when you think about this police officer killing himself, the police know who the bad guys are. They know who the inner-city punks are. And they know where they are. And because they go and arrest them, and then they get fired, and you know they get caught and released almost as soon as they get in there. How can that possibly be good for morale? Not on top of the fact that Lightfoot's out there talking about taking money from their budget and everything, doing the defunding thing. So bad there that Trump has looked at this and he's thought about sending some federal officers there in town to clean up the streets. Trump isn't the only one taking issue with Chicago. For the people on my side, this has been a long time issue, but now Politico isn't happy about this. The prospect of federal agents being deployed, this is coming from them, to Chicago marked the realization of long-held conservative aspirations. Conservative media for decades have painted America's third-largest city as a national hub of gun violence and gang activity, crippled by what they see as political correctness thwarting real solutions. Like, that's not actually true. That's what they're saying. This is just a perception. Now President Trump is indulging the dream more than any other national leader in recent history, attempting to turn a major leftist city into, as they say, a liberal city, into an election year example to his pledge to deliver law and order across the country. President's drumbeat of attention on Chicago, with a pledge to send in hundreds of federal agents to quell the city's gun violence problem, has turned into a stampede of voices designed to rally his troops in the culture wars. John Lott, who was on this show last night, he said, if I were mayor of Chicago, I would be begging the president to help me out here in terms of providing more resources to prevent or control gun violence. Of course, John's problem is that he's a prominent conservative gun researcher, according to these guys. John is a statistician. John goes where the numbers go. So where the numbers lead him is where John is. And, of course, he's frequently cited by the NRA. So that's got to make him just, you know, just the devil incarnate. And, you know, he's the president of the Pro-Gun Crime Prevention Research Center, accused city leadership for years of neglect due to politically correct restrictions, budget reductions, and cuts to the police force, leading to lower conviction rates for murders and fewer disincentives against crime. And he said Trump's overtures should be welcomed. I would be yelling at him and calling him a racist for trying to help, because the people that are having their lives destroyed are, I wouldn't be yelling at him, are poor black Americans. But in their mind, though, this is horrible. It's something no president should do, as if Chicago is just fine as it is. Even Politico has to admit that it's not. Instead, though, they lash out and seemingly try to lay the blame for all of the ills happening in the Windy City on guns. Never mind that, you know, Chicago, by any standard, is a very gun-controlled state. Illinois is. And never mind that Chicago has even more strict gun control for years that never quelled the violence. And never mind any of that. Said they want to paint it as if Trump has somehow crossed the line. And the truth of the matter is that Chicago and Mayor Lightfoot clearly can't handle the violent crime that plagues the city. Well, they could. But it would mean doing things that they can't find, because they're progressives. They can't make that move. While anti-gunners may love to blame firearms, there's nothing legal in Chicago that's not legal in the vast majority of the nation. Places that don't have Chicago's violent crime rate either, I might add. So clearly the issue lies somewhere else. And none of that is issued or mentioned in the Politico article. Nothing at all except to demonize Trump and the right, as if they're really the ones responsible for Chicago's problems. This is political narcissism. This is, while they're out there telling us how enlightened they are, this is the most unenlightened of stances to take. They cannot make that third-person assessment, looking outside inward, and say to themselves, our policy is the problem. Lightfoot gets out there and blames all of the Chicago issues on outside forces. Nothing is of their own making. They're just helpless victims of what everybody else is doing. She has begrudgingly gone out there a little bit and started asking for a little bit of help. Now, Politico doesn't have to do any such thing. They just get to stomp their feet and hold their breath until they get their way. Maybe the rest of us will just laugh as they turn blue and pass out instead. Chicago, their big thing that they blame is Indiana. Indiana's the problem. Except, how violent is Indiana? What's been happening recently in Indianapolis, notwithstanding, on a day-to-day basis, how violent is Indiana? You would think that if the looseness of guns were the issue, that there would be something going on about that. There would be something said about that. Except there isn't, because it's not actually a thing. When I was up in Indianapolis during the NRA meetup, 2016, 2017, I can't remember what year it was, but when I was there, it's an interesting city. I didn't see a whole lot bad going on. Of course, there was about 80,000 gun-toting people out there. I'm sure that made it... that's like introducing an occupying army into a place, isn't it? Yeah. So, in any event, While everybody's sitting there wringing their hands and trying to blame somebody else, the real issue is this. The judiciary that looks at these guys and then lets them go, there's your first problem. Because the same guys are, their recidivism rate is high. Some of these kids that are out there that are 21, 22 years old, they've been arrested 100 times. 100 times. They get out there and they commit a murder and they're out in a year and a half. The whole setup is just crazy as it can be. And in the interim, more black people are getting killed. Now, but before Black Lives Matter became trendy, I was lamenting the fact that we have a generation or two of young black men in the inner city of Chicago that are lost. Still alive, but lost. Take it however you want it to mean. To me, it means they're irredeemable. They're too far gone. They've gone too deep into the gang life. And they're doing nothing to correct that pattern. There's no socioeconomic stimulus going on in that area. There's no educational stimulus going on in that area. They're not trying to shore up the family. Until they do some of these things, this will go on. That's the sad part. There's actually a solution available, but for these young men in the inner city of all of these cities, for the most part, because it's all sort of a template, there's just no going away from it. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next is Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.